Comedian Bill Cosby, as we're hearing, has been charged with sexually assaulting a woman in Pennsylvania in 2004. The woman says Cosby drugged and raped her after she refused his advances. The case was reopened after more than 50 women alleged they were assaulted by Cosby.
Mr. Cosby is charged with aggravated indecent assault. This is a felony of the first degree. Mr. Cosby's attorney has been notified of the charges.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he's prepared to fight an election on workplace laws following a report from the Trade Union Royal Commission. When Parliament resumes, the government plans to introduce legislation to crack down on union misconduct. Mr. Turnbull says if the Senate doesn't cooperate, it will be a major issue in next year's election. Some communities along Victoria's Great Ocean Road are being urged to evacuate before fire conditions worsen today. The blaze, which destroyed more than 100 homes on Christmas Day, is still burning out of control. The CFA want people in Kennet River, Grey River and Wongarra to leave, and a total fire ban is in place for most of the state. And hot, dry weather could cause disruptions to New Year's celebrations in South Australia. Total fire bans have been declared for 11 districts, which means no fireworks, and temperatures are set to hit the high 30s. And throughout the rest of the country, final preparations are being made to ring in the new year. In Sydney, 7 tonnes of fireworks will be let off, with organisers expecting up to 1 million spectators to gather around the harbour.